then something when in your father's store, did he have a place where he might sell molasses and lard?
I had a place for never did. He never did sell molasses on this, something in maybe some sell a lard can full of molasses, somebody, but he never did dip out no molasses and sell them.
Okay. I just wondered if there was some kind of anything they had, anything.
They had lard. He had lard and would buy lard and back that day and time and tubs and, and buy a lot of country lard. In fact, about it, he'd kill maybe 30 or 40, 50 hogs and have lard in cans that he'd dish out and sell to the customers.
Now, if you're pouring something from a larger container into a smaller one, you might pour it through a
funnel?
Yeah. So, and then when you were, you said when you're driving a horse, you crack a
whip?
Yeah. Now, you've never driven an oxen?
No, I fooled with a few of them when I was a kid. This uncle, there's a fella above us. I had three or four yoke oxen. I never did do no work with them.
Mm-hmm.
I fooled with them, drove them around a little just to, when I was a kid for fun. But I never did do no
what
work.
What did you use to make them, to urge them on?
What, the oxen?
Yeah.
Well, you'd have to use a whip sometimes, and they just about take their own time, an oxen would.
Uh-huh. Now, what, you get 200 pounds of potatoes, you know, what do you call that big thing that comes in?
A bag?
Yeah.
A bag of potatoes.
What kind of a bag do you call that?
A tote bag.
Okay. Now, what about one that you might get a dozen oranges in at the store, or a child might get some candy in at the store?
Poke.
Okay. What would that be made of?
Most time be made of paper.
Okay. And then something made of cloth that maybe sugar would used to come in.
I don't know if the sugar ever come in a cloth bag. Nothing more than back at that day and time. Most of sugar come in barrels back in early days, and you just weigh it out to it come in 500-pound barrels most of the time, and then it finally got to coming in paper bags. You could get 25 pounds of sugar in a paper bag, but way back in the early days, sugar, you buy it and dip it out, and also of coffee. Coffee was used to, you didn't buy poke coffee. I can recollect when the first poke coffee come into the stores. And, but you'd have loose coffee, parched or unparched.
Is that right? You call that poke coffee, poke's coffee, or poke of coffee?
Poke of coffee.
Poke coffee.
Yeah.
I see. And then when you're going to take corn to the mill, how much of that could you take at one time?
Well, according to how big a family you was taking for.
Uh-huh.
If you was taking for a family of one or two, you'd take a half a bushel. If you was taking for a family like our family was, you'd take a bushel and a half.
What would you call the amount often that you take at one time, though? You called it a bushel, but sometimes it never use another expression?
Nothing more than going and get a bag of corn and take it to the mill.